Last night I got to work kind of late, about 2 in the morning-ish. I really got focused. I'd done some work before that, but it was almost inconsequential. And I started just free-flowing, a second version of my synopsis, trying to get out as much thought as possible while trying to alter the script, because I decided that the script was becoming too derivative of two well-known comics. My series was starting to look a little bit like The Incredibles meets Watchmen. It was very disappointing to realize this. It's things I knew 3 years ago, but did not realize how parallel my writing had become to some of those central themes of those stories. The funny thing is I hadn't read Watchmen 3 years ago when I started this, and The Incredibles, while it is a family-oriented book, is very Disney, hence it was distributed by Disney, whereas my book is anything but Disney-like. I realized that the only way that this book would be my full-on potential as a writer was if I tried to challenge myself to think outside of the story I had already created. I wrote at least 2 issues in full detail, almost whole scripts, in 3 hours. Actually, rather 2 hours, because by the time I got done with this, it was a different time altogether. But when I read back at that, I realized they were dry, uninteresting books because I had tried so hard to make them different. There was a lot more words and a lot less showing than I had originally intended. A lot less of a cliffhanger. A lot less buildup. And so I started to realize that what I really needed was to alter the stratagem, what the end will be that will leave the reader in both shock and needing to understand. A lot of the things I've written always have a mystery or a twist, because it's the kind of reading that I engage in. It's what I enjoy the most. It's what I like to go see at the movie theaters. And so I try to adapt that into my own creative style of writing. The stratagem I had set up before was very end of Watchmen-esque. And so it was my complete and utter goal to come up with a new ending and pretty much new second half to this series, which means with it, new hints and new foreshadowing in the first couple of issues I'm supposed to be concentrating on right now. After pacing the living room for about an hour and curling up in a ball on the couch, upset because I couldn't figure out what to do, it finally came to me and I progressed. And I realize now that, in the beginning I knew there would be setbacks, I knew that there would be moments of writer's block or, folly in confidence, but what I was glad to see was that if I just stuck it out, as painful as it was, something would come to me that would make the script better. I'm going to go ahead and give my rating for today as a B plus because I was unbelievably hardworking, but I did not stay focused. I didn't write with the time I had today as much as I could have. And even now, as I'm going to bed at 6:45 in the morning, I still don't have all of my ideas down on paper, which is a dangerous thing to go to sleep when you still have thoughts rumbling in your head and they haven't made it onto a screen or onto a notebook. But I'm fairly confident that I can hold on to this and retain it since I tried so hard to find the inspiration for it for a couple hours there. So anyway, the kids, day 4, B plus. Hopefully, throughout the wedding this weekend, I can still maintain some kind of workflow and still get my thoughts down on paper and have this script ready by early next week. Let us pray. Yes, hopefully.